And Simon Reish Yud Ches, and today we're on Hey, second line. So yesterday we were discussing that, again, you have an individual person, so they come to a spot where a miracle was done for them, they make a bracha. That's not just them, it's also their descendants, their son, their grandson, again, it could be from a mother or from the father that the miracle happened. And then we discussed, how about the descendants after that? How about further than a grandchild? Would they also make the bracha? Okay, so we saw an interesting Aruch HaShulchan about that. Hey, again, bear in mind that the idea is you come to a place where a miracle was done for you. So you have to thank Hashem. You have to make a bracha. So here's the case for today. Hey, Mishinasu lo nisim harbe. So let's say this person is the recipient of many miracles. Wonderful things did happen to him. Wondrous things happened to him. So the Mechaber says, "Bigil le'echad mi'amakom oshnasu lo neis." So when he gets to, let's say, I don't know. Let's say, for example, five miracles were done to him. Now again, we're talking about like things that are, you know, not just crossing over Robertson, which is a miracle in and of itself. Page 267. You know, we're talking about like a miracle. So now this guy, it's not once. It was, let's say it was five times, for example. So a miracle happened in spot A and spot B, right? If he calls it up on his app, so he has all these pinpoints, right? All these places where miracles happen. So when he gets to point A, and again, point A is where one of, let's say, the five miracles happened to him. So Tzarech Lahazkir Kol Shar HaMekomos V'Yechol Kulam B'Bracha Achas. So when he gets to point A, he has to he obviously makes a bracha. Hashem, thank you for doing for me a miracle. B'Makom Zeh, in this case, in this place, excuse me. So when he does, but if many miracles, so then he'd have to say, and you know, thank you Hashem, not only for you doing a miracle in this place, but you also did for me a miracle in Chvesu, in New York, and you did a miracle for me in Mumbai, and you did a miracle for me in London, and you did a miracle for me over here. So he mentions this place first. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says that he mentioned this place first because you sha'omed bo. Tzarech lahazkir mitchilo makom sha'omed bo. First you mention the place that you're staying in because you know you're right there. Ve'achach yaskir sha'omed makamos. And you include the other places too. So that's what you do. So again, I don't know, but again, if this would be the case, so it's not just you remember you mentioned this place, but Malcolm said, but you mentioned all the places. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that so you're in place A where miracle number one happened to you. Now let's say you get to place number two, where the other miracle happened to you. So, but wait a minute, let's say the next day, I don't know, you know, with air travel today, you know, maybe you could be all over the place. So I get to place number two, it's the next day. So remember before we talked about that you only make a bracha once every 30 days. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's in the same day, again, it could easily happen, okay, it could have happened in the same relatively short distance, but even if it's far distance for us, you know, like Kalinara, so you, even though it's the same day, you would still make a bracha on place number two. Place B, where miracle number two took place. Even though that you mentioned that place today, but that was only in conjunction with a different place. So therefore now, that you're this new place, not new, the second place, you have to mention, you have to say, thank you Hashem, you did me a miracle here. As the Shaar HaTzion brings down machlokas about this, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. Okay, let's just quickly just introduce Vav. Love this halacha. Vav, al neis shel rabo. Neis your Rebbe, right? Your Rebbe. Now the Mishnah Berurah says specifically we're talking about Rebbe Muvok, right? We're not talking about a regular Rebbe, but you know your primary premier Rebbe. So you get to a place, you know, that a miracle happened to him in this place. Right? So, Tzarech Levarech. Make a bracha. K'shem shu mevarech al neis shel aviv. The same way you make a bracha, like we learned a couple days ago, make a bracha if a neis happened to your father. So you'd also make a bracha. You'd also, the same thing, right? It's a very interesting lashon. Kishen, the same way, right? So you all know the Chazal, right? The father, Rabbi. You know, one brings you into Olam Hazeh, one brings you into Olam Haba. So so you make a bracha. And you'd, now, the Mishnah Berurah says, but your children went. Specifically, so for example, I can't think of a place, but let's say if a miracle happens to Rishiva Zeichel Tzadik, so if I would get to that place, I would make a bracha. But the Chaim Shalom, Avrami, Chaim Shalom would not make that bracha. They would not. It would be specifically me, but not anybody else. Because Ein Mechuyavim B'Kavod Rabo V'Mevarchim Al Niso. So they're not obligated. I'm obligated to, on the cover of my Rebbe, but they are not. Again, unless you can argue there. Well, let's leave that. Okay, we'll take this a little further. Meretz Hashem, Bli Nedar tomorrow. Interesting halacha.
People don't have a Rebbe.